Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Can we give each other hope?
Evening, dear listeners, and especially those on dialysis right now, whether you're in Lagos, Salford, Abuja, or Manchester, welcome once again to Second Chances with Hilaria Asumo on Radio Africana. If you weren't here last week, in last week's episode, we reminded ourselves that even in uncertainty, hope has a stubborn heartbeat. We talked about how one person's survival can spark courage in another. And that song by Jean-Paul Asumo and Roxanne Asumo actually depicts what we're going to be talking about and what we talked about last week. So tonight, I want to move a little deeper. We are talking about dialysis stress tonight. The physical drain, the emotional fog, and the quiet fight to keep peace alive when life feels measured in liters and numbers. And as kidney patients on dialysis, we know what that means. So if you're listening from a dialysis chair tonight, this one is for you. Sit back, breathe, and let's walk this journey together. To help us relax into today's topic discussion, here is Stand Strong by Davido featuring Sunday Service Choir. And when we come back, we're going to dive in. Don't go away. I'll see you in a bit.
Papa told me keep your head up high, even though your body full of bite marks from all them canines. Steady moving, I'm just living life. And so many people in my business, so many juking eyes. My fears are easier to face, man. In the front of my haters, steady chasing my paper. Sipping my tail with no chaser. My steps are guided by Jehovah. I'm 44 looking over. Let no be stop us and over. And every show is a short time. Cause I stand strong. Baby, you no go minus. Baby, you let me 9+. Big fish flow like the ocean, no. I'm gonna stand strong. ATPG day my back up. Baby, you let me 9+. Can't deny my devotion, no.
Cause I stand strong. Baby, you no go minus. Baby, you let me 9+. Can't deny my devotion.
The money and the fame is success, but you really don't know what's going on in my life.
What's going on in my life?
No pleasure comes from pain. No money fall like rain. This thing they cost my grain. But it's all love. My fears are easier to face now. In the front of my haters, steady chasing my paper. Sipping my tail with no chaser. My steps are guided by Jehovah. And my mama looking over. Yes, we rise by it in order. And that is the love of the land.
Cause
I stand strong. Baby, you no go minus. Baby, you let me 9+. Big fish flow like the ocean. I'm gonna stand strong. Baby, you lay my back on. Baby, you let me 9+. Baby, mama, the ocean.
Welcome back. That was Stand Strong by Davido featuring Sunday Service Choir. I hope you enjoyed that. Really nice music to help you just slide into today's topic. And you know, if you're a dialysis patient, you know what the weight of dialysis is and what it feels like, because it is a weight we carry every day. So this is the topic of this first segment, and I hope that you can take something away from this segment today. As we all know, dialysis is both messy and boring. It saves your life, but it rearranges it. 3 times a week, 4 hours a session. Well, I did 4 times a week and 3.5 hours a session. But it all depends on what treatment plan you are in. And regardless of that, it is a new rhythm you never auditioned for. And believe me, it is heavy. The hum of the machine becomes familiar. When you start out, you know, it feels as if, you know, you have 1,000 mosquitoes in your room, depending on what type of dialysis you're doing. It becomes familiar, but yet it's never friendly. The whole world moves while you sit tethered, wondering when you will feel normal again. And I bet you, it is not the kind of normal most people would think. But at least it is that normal that helps you to function. I remember clearly that feeling, smiling through the pain, answering I'm fine when I wasn't. It's a lonely sort of bravery that patients carry quietly. And I carried mine because there were loads of people around me who didn't understand what dialysis was all about. And sometimes I find that they come into the room, you know, where I was doing my dialysis, and especially my family, they can't stand it. They burst into tears. in the hospital, at least you have some kind of reprieve from all of that emotional overload. And, you know, you have your nurses walking around briskly, checking your temperature, checking your stats, you know, doing something on your machine until you learn how to prime and set up your machine yourself and you know exactly what they're doing. You sort of acquire some kind of medical knowledge as a kidney patient. But dear listeners, every session survived is a small resurrection. Every needle faced is a declaration that you refuse to give up. But stress comes when we fight what is. The only way we can accept that this too is a part of the journey is when we accept the peace. When we accept, you know, when we accept that this is the life that we are now going to face until we get a transplant. And that's when peace begins. That's when you start to accept that, you know, I can't do anything about it, but I can, you know, deal with it in my own way. You are not your diagnosis, no matter what it feels like or seems like to you. You are the life that keeps showing up anyway. You are the one that's going to tell people, I'm okay and mean it. Because if you don't hold yourself up that way, you find yourself going down that rabbit hole that is not meant for you. So whilst we're reflecting on this, let's breathe in strength and exhale fear. And I want you to do this with Burna Boy's song, Way Too Big. I'll see you right here in a bit. Don't go away. See you soon.
If you said you get the man, then you wanna try. You could go die, baby. It's been a landslide for a long time, but then no one believe it. All up in a combine, check you one try. But you do have it easy. Who better know who to be like good? Where can I call my cellular good? Your back and your spine, I got you go break. Carry my weight. Because I'm way too big. Way too big to be fucking with you. I'm way too smart. Way too smart to be fucking dangerous. I can beat you. Cause I'm way too cool. Way too cool to be losing my cool. Judy, Judy, I bring the thunder like Moody. They say I'm on drugs, see me on Moody. But everything that dogs say, know they do me. That's not because me, I be scooty. My life changed, I lived in a movie. Used to roll with the shank just like Julie. Still fuck God cause I'm unruly. Beat my case cause I'm unruly. Took my place as the shine shine baba of the Nigerian Rudy. Because I'm way too big. Way too big to be fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. Because I'm way too smart. Way too smart to be fucking with you. Way too cool to be losing my.
Welcome back. That was Burna Boy reminding us that we are way too big to be crushed by circumstance. You are more than the beeping machine beside you. You are purpose wrapped in patience. So if you're doing your dialysis right now, hold that in your mind. Hold on to that because you are crushing it right now. So as I said, dialysis doesn't just test your body, it tests your relationships. And this is why in this segment, I want to talk about faith, family, and fatigue. And trust me, when it comes to faith, family, and family, it is huge. And I know what my own challenges were. And it is really important to concentrate on yourself when, you know, when your faith is challenged and when your family expects you to be, you know, hyper, to be happy when you're not. It is draining. It is stressful. But I tell you, family members, you know, they once saw you full of energy. Now they see you tired, withdrawn, sometimes irritable. They want to help, but often they don't know how they can help. And I was in that situation as well. As I said earlier on in the previous segment, you know, family come in and they get emotional. And you in that particular state of mind, you are not ready to be that comforter. You want them to help you, you want them to comfort you, you want them to support you. But, you know, you have to understand that for them, looking at you and seeing you a shadow of yourself, it's heart-crushing. So most of them who are really emotional will burst into tears. And that is expected. Well, you don't have to take on the role of a comforter. You can allow them, you know, air their sorrows, allow them cry, because crying is good for the body, it's good for the mind, it's good for the soul. Let them get on it, get on with it, and you concentrate on yourself. To those caregivers listening tonight, thank you. You are the quiet backbone of someone's survival story. But please do take care of yourselves too. You cannot pour from an empty cup. And that is the truth. And to the dear listeners on dialysis tonight, and those who are listening who are home and maybe are going in tomorrow for their dialysis, it's okay to admit that your faith wavers. Because some nights you look at the ceiling and whisper, "Why me?" Even Christ asked, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" But dawn always follows. I remember when I was on dialysis, and by the way, I've done all the different methods. I thought that maybe God had abandoned me, and I lost my faith. But I was still going to church. My children were still altar servers. They were still serving God. And, you know, sometimes they came to my son, came to me and said, "Mom, I think I want to stop now." And I said, "Well, you know, if God hadn't saved me, you know, and sent those doctors and nurses to save me, I wouldn't be here now, would I?" And they said, "Yeah, Mom, you've got a point." So I got them to actually serve until they were going to university. And, you know, and today I see other children following their footsteps in our church. And that, you know, that gladdens my heart. Faith isn't loud. Sometimes it's just showing up for treatment when your soul wants to hide. It's trusting that somewhere in this process, God is still working on your behalf. You might think that you're alone, but I'll tell you that even if it's just a simple three words, "God help me," if you can pray, just talk. Because sometimes that helps. Or to whatever or whoever you believe in, just talk. and that helps. I actually started, you know, I was working with NHS Blood and Transplant, and I started going to different events to talk about my experience. And believe me, that actually helps. And it did help. And then there's that fatigue as well that hits. And gratitude to those around you, gratitude to God, gratitude that you are still alive, you are still able to get up every morning with breath in your body and say, I'm alive. That gratitude becomes medicine. I just want to thank God for those nurses who smile, who reach out a supportive hand when a patient is really struggling. I was at Salford Royal on Friday, and I went to see a new patient who was struggling on the ward. And one of the consultants called me because my charity, WSH BME Kidney Network, looks after black kidney patients and their family around the UK. And, you know, I went in and, you know, she was alone. But a few minutes later, you know, there were nurses checking her stats, asking if she's okay, asking if she's eating, asking if she's taking her medication, encouraging her to take her medication. And she said one thing that actually impacted me. She said, it's like this every day. They come in to check on me. They come in to check that, you know, I've taken my medication and just generally check my well-being. And those nurses never get the thanks. So if you see a nurse, if you know a nurse, please give her a hug. Tell her thank you. Often just a gentle touch to say, well done. That would go a long way to let them know that the work they do is important. And let's talk about the family member waiting outside for one more sunrise. When you have family who support you, acknowledge it and show them how much you appreciate their support, how grateful you are that they are there. Because doing dialysis alone, it's not something you want to do. It is hard. So those people who make it worthwhile for you, reach out to them and say thank you. And as I said, just a smile, just a gentle touch, and sometimes a hug goes a long way. And those your family members, those your friends would understand. So once more, I want us to relax again with a song from Omale. And that song is Understand. And hopefully you'd enjoy it. And I will see you back here. Don't go away.
Uniform man, Oluwa, can you fix the problem? I thought we in this together. Give you my necklace, pendant. Show you my best friend, friend. I give you my last guy, spend down. Everything I do, I under, 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 under. No, you never be under, 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 understand. That's the way you do, yeah. Under, 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 under,
welcome back. That was Omale with Understand. I hope that we would all be surrounded by people who seek to understand, not just sympathize, especially for those patients who are struggling right now. Up next, we will talk about practical ways to manage the emotional roller coaster of dialysis, how to find calm when life feels like constant appointments, and you know, thinking about how you would survive each session. Dear listeners, dialysis stress is real. It can cause anxiety, insomnia, even depression. But there are ways to lighten that load. First, routine. Keep your life structured beyond hospital hours. Schedule joy. You know, small things like, you know, morning sunlight, a call with a friend, 5 minutes of quiet gratitude, prayer, reflection, that helps. Well, I had people around me who called all the time. Outside of the hospital, I went to events. I had friends who invited me to come and just hang out with them. I had people who wanted to just, you know, watch movies. Quite a lot of people want to just take me out for dinner, and we just talk about everything else but dialysis or kidney disease. And that is routine. You know, you do that, you know, every week. There's always something you're thinking of doing, and you forget about the hospital. When it's time for the hospital, then you can put that back into your mind to think about it, to get yourself prepared for that emotional roller coaster. Secondly, community. Isolation feeds despair. So join a support group, whether online or face to face. Talk to fellow patients or simply share your story. I just said earlier on, my friends invite me to events to come and speak. And I go and talk about, you know, sometimes about me, about, you know, my life on dialysis and, you know, other things. And you find echoes of yourself in others because you are not alone. Not everybody comes forward to talk about themselves, talk about, you know, the challenges they're facing. It could be somebody has cancer and they've never told anybody. It could be somebody has another illness that's related or not. It could be, you know, anything. But if you don't share your story, you would never hear about other people's stories. So it is good to join the support groups because then you know that you are not alone. When you talk to fellow patients in the ward where you're doing your dialysis, you find out things about people. In fact, in those units, you form friendships that you take on outside of the hospital. And you find that in doing that, you form a sort of, how would I call it? You form a sort of, not a group, but maybe a group of people that understand where you're coming from. Not those who don't understand, and when they see you, the first thing they do is to burst into tears, and have formed so many relationships from within the ward where I used to do my dialysis. Nurses, doctors, patients, and I have those relationships till today. And the third thing is movement and music. As you can see, I love music. You know, I tend to, when I come back, I'm tired, so I won't do that immediately I come back from dialysis. But I would do it once I feel much better. Not anything so rigorous that you tire yourself out and you end up, you know, in bed or back in hospital. Just gentle stretching while seated helps your body feel alive again. There's some people who can do the more, you know, vigorous kind of dancing, especially, you know, if you're from Africa and, you know, our music, which you've been listening to today, you know, they're really, really nice, and the beats just get you tapping your feet and you want to dance. And if you feel that way, yes, of course, you get up and do what you need to do. And the music, oh, the music. It heals in so many ways that medicine cannot. Because in that moment, whilst you are enjoying that music, you forget about everything else. You're concentrating on yourself, on enjoying, listening to the words, and just, you know, basically relaxing. And that helps you to relax. That removes all the knots around your shoulders, you know. Your mind is just, you know, trying to follow the beat. And if you know the dance steps as well, yeah, why not? Get into the dance, get into the beat and enjoy. That is the only way that you can keep yourself free from all that stress, from all that pressure, and also from that fear of going into the hospital for your dialysis. And fourthly, mindset. Replace why me with what can I learn through this. I learned a lot through my pain, and that is why I'm doing this today. Without me trying to understand my condition, I wouldn't have been able to give the support I give to kidney patients today around the UK. I won't be able to understand this disease and, you know, organ donation, talking to doctors, asking them to break down medical jargon so I can understand it. Talking to dietitians about food, talking to dietitians about African food so that I can help patients later. And I've brought all that knowledge along with me, and you can do that too. Pain becomes lighter when it's given meaning, because through that pain you're using it rather than allowing it to weigh you down. You are using it to improve somebody else's life. You are learning how you stop that pain, how you soothe your pain, which you can actually use later to help somebody else. And that's what I do, because we are in a unique position to do a lot more, not just working with patients, but working with hospitals, working with the medical professionals, and also feeding back information to them on how to work with your different communities. And that's something I do almost every day. So think about that. When you are starting to go down that rabbit hole, reach deep into your mind and say, why not me? How can I help my fellow kidney patient? Then you've got the power. Then you become powerful. Lastly, professional help. Don't wait until you break. Don't wait until it's too late. Many dialysis centers now have counselors, I think. So ask your maybe your ward manager or the dialysis nurses if there are counselors that you can speak to, because talking is strength, not weakness. I walked through my own pain. I walked through my own Yeah, depression. I worked through that by talking. And not just talking one-on-one. I went to events and I shared my story. And at times I cried and that helped. I'm saying this today. There is no better way to build your strength up, your mental strength up, than talking to people. Not singing to the choir. No, not talking to people who already understand, but talking to those people who don't understand what kidney patients go through. When you share your story, you are changing minds, you are inspiring people and getting them to think outside the box. Last night, I was in London, in Dagenham, and I went for an event. And all through, I was thinking, how can I make a difference in this room filled with about 300 African Caribbean people? And I went to the organizer after a while, towards the end of the event, and I asked if I could speak. And they said 2 minutes, and I said, it's not going to take 2 minutes. I think it's going to be more than that, because I'm going to speak. The room was noisy, but when I started speaking, it went quiet, because people always realize when someone with such lived experience is speaking, they are trying to help, they're trying to educate, they're trying to give them an insight into what it means to be in their shoes. And I spoke. And I was so glad that everybody took it on. And there were people saying thank you to me amongst those guests last night. And I came in this afternoon and thinking back to last night, it gave me that reassurance that some almost or over 300 people had listened to me last night, and hopefully some of them will be inspired. And two or three people came to me and they said that was inspiring, and I said, it's not just inspiring, can you take it forward? Is there something you can do? And I hope that, you know, in speaking to them, my words has given them that momentum to take it forward, to move it forward within their communities. So let's take a break right now. Whilst you're reflecting on how you can bring about change, you can start talking as a strength, not just to people around you, but strangers you don't know. Use that strength within you to share your story. Let's listen to something that uplifts the spirit. Here is Somiso by Wande Cole. It's a reminder to choose self-worth and self-care. I'll see you back here in a bit.
Jules, baby.
Yes, God. Yes.
I get a girl where they trouble me, oh. She doesn't bust my brain. She they say she want my sugar cane. She they twist my dress. Yeah, you sweet, yeah. Yeah, you turn me up. And I'm in the grace for your body.
like a baby. She got ass like a baby. Give her, she won't put it on the table. Ah, give me some label. Give her, every time she available.
Welcome back. That was One Day Call telling us to value ourselves. Remember, your life is not on pause. It's just on a different rhythm. Dialysis is a bridge, not a destination. Sometimes we chase normalcy so hard, we forget that healing can also look like adapting. So you can laugh again, you can dream again. Your story is still being written. So in this segment, the penultimate segment, we talk about the gift of perspective. Perspective changes everything. There's a Yoruba saying that says, when the dead look at us, they would give anything for one more day on earth. So dear listener, if you woke up today, you already hold a blessing that someone else prayed for. Dialysis teaches patience. It forces you to slow down and see life differently. The texture of air, the kindness of strangers, the power of gratitude. Maybe the lesson is not just survival, but awareness. Maybe it's about learning to find joy in the in-between spaces, between treatments, between pain and peace, between that laughter, that joy. You've been given a second chance, even in this waiting season. Make it count. Don't sit there and feel that your life is over. It isn't. You are holding on. You are hoping that somebody would step up to be an organ donor and give you a chance. But this is also a chance whilst you're on dialysis, because some people weren't that lucky. So make it count. Here is Tiwa Savage featuring Brandy with Somebody's Son. It's a song of hope and promise, and that's symbolic of better days that come in the future. So hold on to that. I hope you enjoy.
Should I try?
hope you enjoyed that. I really did. I was dancing away to it in the studio. That was Tiwa Savage and Brandy, reminding us that love, hope, and connection are never lost. They just take new forms. So, listeners, family, we've come to the end of today's session. Tonight, we walked through a difficult, honest conversation, dialysis stress, finding peace in the storm. We learned that the weight of dialysis is real, but endurance reveals strength you didn't know you had. Faith, family, and fatigue coexist. Yet, faith always finds a whisper through the noise. Coping is an art. Routine, community, movement, mindset, and professional help all matter. And finally, perspective transforms pain into purpose. If you are on dialysis tonight, I see you. You are not alone. You are warriors of patience and proof that miracles take many forms. I also want to thank all donor families listening. Thank you. Thank you for giving people like me a second chance at life. Your gift echoes in every heartbeat, in every laugh we still get to share. As always, dear listeners, dear kidney patients, take tonight's message into your week. Guard your peace, value your health, and remember, storms don't last forever. Next Sunday at 5 p.m. on Radio Africana, we will explore when the body heals but the mind is tired. Post-transplant adjustment. I know it took me some time to adjust, although I was jumping around like a grasshopper, but trust me, it really does, you know, change things for you. The way you live your life, the way you eat. Don't listen to them when they tell you can eat anything. That is not the truth. It isn't. You still have to watch what you eat. It's also all those underlying conditions that you have to, that makes you look after yourself even more closely. We'll talk again about how recovery isn't just physical, it's emotional and spiritual too. So until then, may peace find you where you are, and may grace follow you where you are going. Here is a lovely song by Rihanna, and I hope that it lifts you up. The song is titled Lift Me Up. And if you are hooked up to that machine, I hope this song beckons onto you to relax and let the music flow through your body, because you are worth it. I'll see you next week, Sunday at 5 p.m. on Radio Africana. Please tune in, because next Sunday would be for transplant patients. But even if you're on dialysis, we want you to tune in, because you don't know if you're going to get that phone call and they say, we found a kidney for you. So see you next week. And here is Rihanna with Lift Me Up. Bye.
Lift me up, hold me down, keep.
dance down. Burning in a hopeless dream. Hold me when you go to sleep. Keep me in the warmth of your love when you depart. Keep me safe, safe and sound.
Now us people.
You look so much better when you smile.
Let's go.
Smile for me.
Whoa.
Can you just smile for me?
Whatever you're in right now.
Smile, smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile for me?
And my people say,
oh, 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 you look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh. You look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh. You look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh.
I say,
you look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh.
And while you're waiting,
you look so much better when you're,
yeah.
Oh, oh, oh.
And while you're praying,
you look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh.
Look in the mirror,
you look so much better when you're, oh, oh, oh.
Always remember,
you look so much better when you're smiling.
Come on. Power, y'all.
Fell from heaven, like
came down
the
from
shower
heaven. Down. Hardships, difficulties,
right now.
Tears, storms, this is what I do.
I smile. Woo. Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Boy, that feels good.
I know God is working, so I smile.
All things are working.
Even though I'm